Going to come back. I would warn you about attending any place that doesn't teach you the gospel. On that card, on the front, is the whole biblical gospel on there from faith in Christ Jesus, who was fully God, fully man. Do you know that? Or do you? Okay, I'm just kind of testing to see what you know, because I want you to have the truth. They're not teaching you the truth. So he was fully God, fully man. He came to the earth to shed his blood for the remission of sins. Do you know that?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So if you're truly a child of God, it means that you've been washed in the blood of Christ. Your sins will be washed from you if you repent. See, a lot of those places aren't teaching repentance. That means you're living in the world doing what you want to do, and you realize you're in sin without a Savior. So you repent and you turn and leave that all behind, and you go after Christ. And if you do that and God sees that you're willing to lay down your life and lose everything for him like he did for us, they give you the Holy Spirit within you. That's called being born from above or born again. That's the key. You need to get to that point. And then if you are and the Holy Spirit is within you, you're going to obey him by following the scriptures and doing what he commands us to do, abstaining from what he commands us not to do. And then we keep doing that to the end. And on the back of that, I'll prove to you where man-made religion is teaching lies. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, they're lies. They teach feminization. They don't teach men how to be godly men, women how to be godly women, how to come out of the world, the culture, sports, entertainment, politics. This is Satan's kingdom that you see, not the earth with the trees and the air and the beautiful things that God created, but all the politics, the music, the noise, the entertainment. You see that as a distraction. It gets into your flesh, and you follow after that instead of the holiness of God. And so you must repent from Satan's kingdom and be born into God's kingdom. So you want to seek after that, lest you be left outside the gates of heaven. And it says if we love and practice one lie, that's where we're going to be, outside, cast into outer darkness, where he says, away from me, I never knew you, you worker of iniquity, and I don't want that for you. See, we were deceived in some of the man-made religion things out there. We repented and came out of that. We don't belong to any organization. We travel around to do this, to reach people like you who might be seeking the truth. But you're stuck in lies of man-made religion. And if you love and practice one, you'll be left outside. And they're practicing a whole bunch of them. We haven't found one that just practices one. They practice a whole bunch of them. And you don't want to be associated with anybody who loves and practices a lie, yourself included. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Yeah. And that's not what they're teaching you. So I would encourage you, stay away from that, from the religious system. Take some time with you. Cry out to the Lord. Be willing to lose everything in your life for him. Ask him to be born again. But you got to be willing to pay the price and lose everything on this earth. Because we could die tomorrow or maybe, I don't know how old you are, but another 40 years. And then eternity is forever and ever and ever, right? We don't want to live for this world. We don't want to love this world. We want to love him and live for the one to come, the hope of eternal life, if we're born again in him and we strive after him. So check out our website. Like I said, we don't want anybody's money. Our email is on there. I'd love to help you and encourage you. I don't know, are you married? Do you have
my husband.
Oh, okay. And is he a believer too?
No.
No, okay. Well, we'd be happy to help you.
Working on it.
If you have any questions, well, focus on yourself. The Bible tells a woman to get herself in order and be meek and quiet and win him without the word. Meaning, show him what it's like to be a godly, holy woman, abstaining from all the lusts of the world and the flesh, transforming your life the way God would have you do it. And he helps you when you're born again. Because we can't do all that in our own power. We're going to keep falling and failing. But with the power of the Holy Spirit, we can overcome sin to the point where we're not living in it every day. We're battling it and fighting it. We'll trip up and we'll fall once in a while, but we get right back up and we keep marching after him. So hopefully that makes a whole lot more sense than what the religious places are teaching you.
Yeah, that actually does.
Yeah.
That actually does.
So test yourself. Our email's on there. I'd love to hear from you.
Thank you.
It was nice talking to you. Take care.
Bye.